got a trio from The Item here. Steve Krause, sports editor, Anne-Marie Tobin, golf expert. Bill Brotherton, golf expert from Golf Magazine. But, Bill, let me begin with you. What's the story here?
Well, the story of the low numbers, I'm shocked that people are shooting 65 on this golf course. I know that the pin placements are fairly easy today, but still, if you don't put it in the right place, you can three-putt and four-putt, or the ball will roll right off the green into a sand trap. It's really tough.
Anne-Marie, what do you think?
I'm not surprised, because I had the chance to attend the volunteer party Saturday night and got a chance to, you know, up close and personal, look at the holes. The rough, to me, doesn't look as penal as it can be. And again, with all the rain we've had this spring, this course is not playing the way Donald Ross intended it to. It is playing, it's soft, it's receptive to shots. Guys are not getting, it's a dartboard. You put it up on the green and, you know, the green speed, I'm told, I talked to Kevin Wood this morning, the golf professional, and they're just about 10 on the stimp meter. And that's not, with the softness, the fairways, nobody should ever be in the rough. The fairways are wide. I'm thinking this is more of a layout that definitely favors the Champions Tour player. It's typical of maybe more closely representative of what they're used to playing.
Steve?
Well, other than the fact that they shoot with a club and hit a ball, I'm not really a big golf guy, but I will...
You're just bringing it down from me. I appreciate that. Thank you.
I will say, however, that Tom Watson yesterday, the word he used to describe the greens was soft. And I can remember in 2001, the last time the Open was here, they hadn't had a lot of rain in the spring. And I remember listening to the pros at their conferences saying, what do you have to do to have the ball bite on the green? Because the balls would just go skidding along the green. Judging from what I saw on the practice rounds that I went to, and I slogged through five holes with Nick Faldo on Monday before, just saying, that's enough. And I watched Faldo, and Faldo was hitting balls, chipping balls onto the green for all the holes, and they weren't going far. I mean, they weren't skidding along the green.
Yeah. All right, I'll go around quickly one more time. Bill, any other thoughts for you this week?
I do think it's going to get tougher as the week goes on. If the pin placements will be more challenging. I also think if there's some bad weather here, it really could complicate matters. The more experienced player will do well because they've dealt with it before.
Yeah. I agree with Bill. I think the USGA typically, you know, it happens in tournaments when guys eat up the golf course the first two rounds, and then the weekend comes, and it becomes that much tougher. With the hole locations today are designed to facilitate 156 players getting around the golf course in less than 5 hours, hopefully. Over the weekend, you'll see these guys really being challenged by hole locations. And I don't think the scores will be that low over the weekend the way they may be today and tomorrow.
And Steve, should I ask you about the football game tonight or golf?
We can talk a little. The only thing I want to say about golf is one of those games where you can rip it up on one day, and then you can just totally go south the next day. It's one of those things where the more you do it often, the harder it gets. And like Anne-Marie said, I think that's going to be the case this weekend too. Unless, as Bill said, we get some weather that affects the way the greens are. I'm hearing thunderstorms late tonight. Hopefully they won't affect the tournament, but there's all kinds of things they can do to make this tougher as the weekend goes along.
All right.
One more thing to add. There have been five USGA championships conducted at Salem. Nobody has ever ended up under par. This might be the year.
I agree. Someone will finish under par.
Okay. All right.
It is what it is.
All right. There is the exclamation point to it. Steve Krause, Anne-Marie Tobin, and Bill Brotherton with us here on MSO News Sports.